Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome to Center Stage. All things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. This 9 o'clock hour is all about entertainment throughout the state of Minnesota. I know you hear a lot about the Twin Cities and beyond, but I tell you, there's so many great plays and musicals that are on the stages. And I am so excited to talk about the History Theater tonight because I see them as the gatekeepers of our stories right here in the great state of Minnesota. And I say that because they write plays. Plays are written and shown on that stage that really has an impact on who, what, when, where, and why right here in Minnesota. No matter what those stories are, it's all about a story from right here in the state of Minnesota. So I'm so excited to talk to the playwright tonight, Mark Jensen, who wrote the piece called Runestone. I got to get that right. It's a rock musical. And he is joining us right now. Playwright Mark Jensen, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Great to talk with you, too. The music and additional lyrics are by Gary Rube. The musical arrangements are by Gary Rube. But you're the guy who wrote the piece. Tell us why it is so important. I know when I was in Alexandria, I learned a lot about the Runestone or Runestone?
It's the Runestone, the Kensington Runestone.
Awesome,
and,
yes.
Yeah, it's my hometown mystery. I grew up in Kensington, where the Runestone was found. It was unearthed in 1898 by Olaf Ullman, who was a Swedish immigrant. And it's a rock. It's about, it's the size of a gravestone, and it has runes on two sides. And the runes talk about a joint expedition of Swedes and Norwegians that came to West Central Minnesota, and the stone is dated 1362. So if it's real, it really upends the history books, and it proves that Norwegians and Swedes reached Minnesota earlier than Columbus.
Do you feel like we have forgotten here in the great state of Minnesota what a runestone is and why it is important to the Scandinavian, Swedish, and so many other people that have really worked so hard to make sure that these runestones tell the story?
Well, it depends on your audience. I mean, I think certainly a lot of people know about the Runestone, but I'm always surprised when people haven't heard of it before as well. It's really a great mystery because it was dismissed as a hoax right away, but then as time has gone on, others have asserted it's real. So it's a fun Minnesota mystery to explore, and it's really gratifying that the History Theater is
When learning about the Runestone, I kept saying to myself, okay, it's a rock musical. Tell me why.
Well, it's part of the pun of it,
the
right?
The pun, yes, absolutely.
It's the pun of the Runestone. So, yeah, I mean, so Gary Rue and I, we started working on this in 2015 or so. I'd written many versions before as a play, just mm-hmm. as a straight play, exploring the both sides of the debate. And then Gary and I, well, Ron Peluso suggested I turn my play into a rock musical. And so Gary and I started working on it. And at first, we went all over the map in terms of rock styles or music styles. We had a John Philip Sousa number. We had a barbershop quartet. And anyway, when we workshopped it during Raw Stages of the History Theater in 2019, you know, Ron suggested, well, why don't you just make it a rock musical, use rock music? And that really lit a match with us. I mean, we started working. I mean, Gary is a rock musician from the 70s and 80s and onward, and I grew up with that genre. So we really kind of reshaped the whole show using rock music and exploring all the different subgenres.
It really is quite remarkable that you've done this as rock music. And I'm just curious. I know Gary loves to write the music. Are these all original songs?
Yes. Yep.
Awesome. Just yes, awesome. Yeah, yeah. And the cast, there are about 8 cast members. Am I correct?
Yeah, there are. Yep.
Okay, so in this story, I know that it has a lot to do with certain people here in the great state of Minnesota, but why do you believe it's so important for Minnesotans, all of us, no matter what color or where we're from, to learn what this Runestone is and why it is so important, why they are buried all over the place so you can go and see them in various countries? I mean, there are certain countries that almost not worship them, but really feel like they are spiritual more so. It tells a story, but it almost seems as though they respect it so much, it seems more spiritual. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. I think the Runestone, for those of us who grew up in West Central Minnesota, it has pretty deep cultural significance. And there is that tie to Scandinavian culture and culture and history. And so I think that's the tie that people have with ruins. I mean, you look at them and they just have some sort of special feeling that you get when you take a look at them.
I really hope that there are schools that are coming to see this this particular piece, because so many children may not have ever heard of a Runestone. And for them to learn this type of history and how important it is for Minnesota and other countries as well is important to me. So do you know if there are going to be any educational shows?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, there's some matinees that are happening during the run. Yeah, and I know some schools are coming. I hope so. Yeah, I would love that. I mean, there's the show has a lot of history. I mean, it's not only history about the Runestone, but history about the West Central Minnesota area and the immigrant experience. It's all wrapped up into the experience.
So where did you begin when you decided to write this piece?
Well, I grew up by Kensington. I grew up on a farm just 3 miles away from where the Runestone was found. Mm-hmm. So this was part of my upbringing, my fabric as in my culture. So I lived there, but I also attended Solemn Lutheran Church, which is where Olaf and his family are buried. And, you know, my 4-H club, we were the Runestone 4-H club. We had our monthly meetings in Olaf's barn because their farm was turned into a county park. And, you know, Alexandria has Big Ole, the big Viking statue that guards downtown, and every business is Viking this or Runestone that. So I just really had a tie to this. And my grandfather actually knew Olaf Oman, who was accused of carving it. And he always told me he was honest. So that background. And then my father, on the other hand, he was skeptical. He thought it was rural humor. So I had kind of both voices growing up.
Yeah, there was some controversy about that, right?
Oh, yes, very much so. And still continues. Yeah,
it's still continues.
A very controversial artifact. Oh, yeah, it continues on and on.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, I have a feeling you're going to convince all of us that it's not a fake, that it's real, and that the story continues on and on. Where do you hope to see this go once this is open and it's been on stages for a few times? Where do you hope it will go?
Oh, you mean, I hope it's. I would love to see it, you know, be performed up in the Alexandria area, certainly, and other parts of Minnesota, too. I mean, I just hope it's the beginning of many productions.
Well, I do hope to get over to see it, and I do hope that if the audience loves it like I think they will, I'm really hoping that you'll be able to tour it all over, even in the other countries where runestones are really, you know, quite common and being taught in schools and so much more. So it is a story that I'm fascinated by because I had that opportunity in Alexandria or Kensington and just to know that it existed mm-hmm. and to see the big giant Viking. And I just thought, I need to know about this. So I just want you to know this black girl over here is definitely curious about this. So don't be surprised if I'm in the audience.
Excellent. We're going to rock the house.
And it opens May 7th. It continues through May 29th at the History Theater. If people want more information, where do they go?
They contact the History Theater, of course, historytheater.com. And the number is 651-292-4323.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I love about theater, go right ahead. Say that again for us.
Oh, you want the number again?
Yes,
it's,
please.
651-292-4323.
Well, I sure appreciate that. And I want to say to you, you guys are doing Afterthoughts on Tuesday, May 31st, which I'm surprised about that. Do I have that correct about Runestone? That's when you guys are going to do an after talk?
Yeah, we have actually five scheduled. So, yeah, there is one. That one on the 30th is over Zoom. After each matinee, we also have Afterthoughts. So on May 8th, the 15th, 22nd, and the 29th.
Yeah, that's what I really hope people will stick around and participate in as well, because there's so much to learn about runestones and what it means to Minnesota. So I really appreciate you joining us, Mark Jensen, and I wish you well with this particular piece. And again, if you see this black girl sitting out in the audience, that's me. How about that?
It sounds great. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
You
all right, that was playwright Mark Jensen. The show is called Runestone, a rock musical, so the music is going to be rocking, so you got to go see it. May 7th through the 29th, don't forget. And they do have also online at historytheater.com, and theater is with a T-R-E at the end, historytheater.com. You can also stream some of the shows later on in that month, so I think it starts the 23rd or the 24th. So do go online and look to see if you want to stream it, or if you want to get in those seats and really watch a great show. All right. Coming up next will be Rohan Preston. I'm glad to have him back. It's been a while, and he's going to join me next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it, and I am excited to talk with Rohan Preston. He has not joined us just yet, but he has been in New York last week, and as you know, he goes a couple of times, or maybe a few times, to New York every year, and he had a chance to see Hugh Jackman in Music Man last Wednesday, and we'll talk about that if he's able to join us. However, I do want to say that Broadway has a new rebirth to me. That's what it feels like. COVID took it down. As we know, so many industries were nearly destroyed. And I thought Broadway would be one of them. I really did, because it's difficult to bring it back slowly. You can't just put people on the stage to rehearse and there's COVID going on. You know, they can't sit there and dance and sing in their mask and then and that sort of thing. It's just been really tough for Broadway since 2020. But they came back, and I mean, they came back big time. You know, most people thought maybe it wouldn't happen, but it did. And I read articles about, you know, the artists and how they were so grateful to finally be at it. Some of them, it was their first Broadway show, and their mother and sisters and brothers were coming just to see them in that show, and how long they waited. They thought, oh my goodness, is this that moment when I will see my family, or will they close the day before? You just didn't know. So can you imagine the stress of all of that? And so many industries you may be very, you know, that you have relationships with and you know about, you know that what they went through. But Broadway, that was a whole nother ball game for me. So I'm wondering, you know, what kind of shows are still thriving today since we are now back? And many people, like even who was it that said, you know, COVID is over. Did you hear about that? COVID is over. Well, is it? Is it really? I don't know if COVID is over. I don't know if it'll ever be over now that they're talking about getting another shot, another booster shot, and that we would have to get a shot every year. And if that is true, then no, it's not gone. So how are the theaters doing right now? Let's just talk about, you know, what is the Broadway show that's been up the longest right now? Well, the longest that is still open today is the Phantom of the Opera, the longest running show in Broadway history, officially opened on January 26 in 1988, and is still playing at the Majestic, the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, won 7 Tony Awards back in 1988, and it has been going ever since. So that in itself is remarkable. Some of you think, oh, it's just that one, but no, 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 there's still so much more to learn about what is happening on Broadway, whether there are, you know, certain ones that are in trouble, as you and I both know that that happens, and far too often that there are Broadway shows that are nearly closing right now, or close to closing, or have already closed. And that is hard to hear, hard to watch. It's like a dream denied, right? It's so painful when you are at that point where you can actually be on the stage at Broadway, or maybe you're at Carnegie Hall, or maybe someplace that you revere as very special for you to perform at or speak at, right? Like those who are on the TED Talks, or they get a chance to get on the big TED stage. Can you imagine what that felt like for them to do? A 19 15 or 20 minute speech. This is what I'm talking about. This is how this COVID has affected all of us, especially when it comes to entertainment. But we are back and thriving. Again, let me say that we are back and thriving, and I am excited about it. I want to talk about it. And so for those of you that are thinking about going to New York and seeing a Broadway show, if you can handle it and you say to yourself, okay, I'm ready to go in the midst of a big show, I'm ready, then go support, right? And I would still say, take a mask, put it in your pocket, just in case it's mandatory, or just in case. Got it? All right, we're going to take a break and we'll come back with some weather in a moment. I am so excited to introduce to you a filmmaker, a well-known award-winning filmmaker, by the way, photographer, author, and artist. Tonight, her name is Carrie Pickett. And I don't know if you've heard about the Shell River 7 Stop Line 3. Yes, it is a documentary, a short film featuring Brown's I Am a Patriot, and seven women arrested during the pipeline protest will screen during Minneapolis-St. Paul International Film Festival that is starting on May 8th. You do not want to miss this, and I am so excited to introduce you to Carrie Pickett. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Carrie.
Oh, I'm just so honored to have to be here with you, and I'm just so grateful for you and all that you do, and I hope I get a chance to say more about that.
Yes, please, and I would love to meet you, by the way. Would just love to meet you. Here's the thing.
I feel the same.
Yeah, the work that you do matters. And I say to myself, we know that she's an award-winning filmmaker. Okay. But are we expanding all that you are? Do you feel as though Minnesota, as well as the rest of the world, really truly understands your work?
Oh my goodness. That is just, you know, it's the wonderful thing about being a documentary photographer and a documentary filmmaker is that it's not about me. It's about the fact that I have this passion to tell stories about people who are making a difference, who are trying to right a wrong. I get to tell stories about family and community, and I get to have a much greater audience for the things that I am able to see through my work and through my art. And so the cool thing about it for me is that it's really not about me. It's about all the amazing people that I get to cover, like the Shell River Seven, these, you know, indigenous women who are leading the movement to protect the water. Mm-hmm. And I get to cover it in artistic ways, pairing with amazing artistic people like Jackson Brown, I Am a Patriot. Right. That song was Winona LaDuke's, one of her favorite songs, and she always felt that water protectors are the are showing very high patriotism, and so she wanted to me to consider doing a music video with that song. And Jackson Brown and the writer of the song, Stephen Van Zandt, said yes, and so I edited together the day that Winona LaDuke and along with five other women and one journalist were arrested for chaining themselves together and walking in on the easement, the Enbridge Line 3 easement, to protect the Shell River. She had been camping there for a very long time, and I just feel so honored to be able to share the stories of people who are making a difference, people like the Shell River Seven.
Wow. Wow.
And
just incredible. And
so, you know, we're following Winona. I'm blessed to have met Winona when I was just 25 years old back in 1984, I guess it was. We're still trying to figure out when it was. And I've been watching her work with Honor the Earth over the almost 30 years of the organization. And I've let her use my photo of Sonia Holy Eagle for the one of the icon images for the organization, and I've always been the supporter of the work, and just seeing the steadfast nature of the protection of our resources, the wild rice, the trees, the water, the things that make us really value living here in this beautiful state of Minnesota. I just feel really honored to be able to lift up the work that they're doing and the patriotism that these water protectors are showing.
It is quite
on that note, there's this big Drop the Charges campaign because, mm-hmm. as you know, all those women were arrested. And so it's we could just talk all day.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you know, my dear friend Marianne Moore has told me so much about these stories, and to know that it's a documentary that everybody can see if they are able to do it, it's remarkable. I just want to know, where do you go to fill up when you've poured yourself out during something like this, where your heart may be breaking at the same time you are saying, at least I'm getting the word out, at least I'm sending this out into the universe so that people understand how important this is?
I really think that film is a wonderful universal language, and we can reach so many people. And where I go to fill up is also where I like to work sometimes, and that is wherever my family is. I like to go, and because I can edit, you know, I would say I try and gravitate towards family whenever possible. And a lot of my work, my first book, Love in the 90s, covered my grandparents' love story. And my first film, The Fabulous Ice Age, documented one man's quest to save the 100-year history of the Great American Touring Ice Shows. And that's my uncle, Roy Blakey, who I share a photo studio with. And so I find that that making films is a way of we're historians. I think documentary filmmakers are historians. And we when we set out to make a film, I made the film First Daughter and the Black Snake following Winona's efforts to stop the Sandpiper pipeline. And it was marked the beginning of Line 3. And then this last year, I've been photographing and filming the indigenous women leading the movement to protect the water as Line 3 was being put in. And I think that many people don't realize how the aquifer breaches that have happened as a result of that. And so I think it's the one thing that's amazing about being a documentary filmmaker is that I really get to learn. I can tell you all about the 100-year history of dancing on ice, and I can tell you a lot about tar sands extractive industries as well. And so it's education for me, and I feel blessed to be able to tell every single story. It's important we lift up the stories of people whose voice doesn't always get to be heard, and I'm so happy to have, to be able to have so many incredible team members like Sarah Little Red Feather and River Ackerman and Sun and 3 to 5 helped film all this, and so it really takes a village.
It does take a village, and as long as we remember that, we will succeed. I really, truly believe that. And documentaries, whether they are 5 minutes, 50 minutes, or 2 hours long, the bottom line is that people come to see and to learn, and they get as much. It's like taking in, it's like breathing, right? The more you know, it's like breathing. And as you work so hard to get the message out, specifically about the water protectors, those are life-changing words. Those are life-changing documentaries, no matter how short or how long they are. Has there ever been a documentary that you were able to do for a certain length of time and you said, okay, I did that. I answered the questions. I took it from my soul and put it into the universe. Or has there been one where you said, oh no, I didn't get all that I wanted to get out?
I think in the Fabulous Ice Age, show my uncle Roy Blakey's life as he is a passionate collector and former ice skater with Holiday on Ice. But now I'd like to do a film about his photography and his place in the history of gay photography. He did a beautiful book of photographs called He in 1972. And I think that time period in the 70s is very interesting. And so I think one project often leads me to another. I never would have thought when I did First Daughter and the Black Snake following Winona that I would be making another sequel
feature film to that work. And so a lot of times the film is over, but the story doesn't end. And that's the case with the Water Protectors.
It really is a remarkable story, and I can't wait to see it, by the way. I cannot wait to see the seven women that were arrested during the pipeline protest and so much more.
Thanks. And yeah, it's going to Google it too, and see it too. And the reason to see it in the film festival also is it's showing May 8th at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival. There are other films, including Ajwa Kapashisit's Carrying the Fire, which also documents land and water defenders up in Minnesota. And so it's nice to see films on the big screen, but people can see a lot of, they can just Google the Shell River 7, too.
And
to videos.
Okay. I think I pulled it up one day and I didn't get a chance to watch everything, but my goodness,
yeah.
It is remarkable what you do. And to know that you're out there doing this, it's going to help all of us. So thank you so much, Carrie, for what you do. Tell me right now, are you going to go see all of them? You've seen them, you've made them. Do you want to sit with the audience and find out or get a take on how they're accepting or not accepting?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I am so excited to introduce to you a filmmaker, a well-known award-winning filmmaker, by the way, photographer, author, and artist. Tonight, her name is Carrie Pickett. And I don't know if you've heard about the Shell River 7 Stop Line 3. Yes, it is a documentary, a short film featuring Brown's I Am a Patriot, and seven women arrested during the pipeline protest will screen during Minneapolis-St. Paul International Film Festival that is starting on May 8th. You do not want to miss this, and I am so excited to introduce you to Carrie Pickett. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Carrie.
Oh, I'm just so honored to have to be here with you, and I'm just so grateful for you and all that you do, and I hope I get a chance to say more about that.
Yes, please, and I would love to meet you, by the way. Would just love to meet you. Here's the thing.
I feel the same.
Yeah, the work that you do matters. And I say to myself, we know that she's an award-winning filmmaker. Okay. But are we expanding all that you are? Do you feel as though Minnesota, as well as the rest of the world, really truly understands your work?
Oh my goodness. That is just, you know, it's the wonderful thing about being a documentary photographer and a documentary filmmaker is that it's not about me. It's about the fact that I have this passion to tell stories about people who are making a difference, who are trying to right a wrong. I get to tell stories about family and community, and I get to have a much greater audience for the things that I am able to see through my work and through my art. And so the cool thing about it for me is that it's really not about me. It's about all the amazing people that I get to cover, like the Shell River Seven, these, you know, indigenous women who are leading the movement to protect the water. Mm-hmm. And I get to cover it in artistic ways, pairing with amazing artistic people like Jackson Browne, I Am a Patriot. Right. That song was Winona LaDuke's, one of her favorite songs. And she always felt that water protectors are the, some are showing very high patriotism. And so she wanted to, me to consider doing a music video with that song, and Jackson Browne and the writer of the song, Stephen Van Zandt, said yes. And so I edited together the day that Winona LaDuke and along with five other women and one journalist were arrested for chaining themselves together and walking in on the easement, the Enbridge Line 3 easement, to protect the Shell River. She had been camping there for a very long time, and I just feel so honored to be able to share the stories of people who are making a difference, people like the Shell River Seven.
Wow. Wow.
And
just incredible. And
so, you know, we're following Winona. I'm blessed to have met Winona when I was just 25 years old back in 1984, I guess it was. We're still trying to figure out when it was. And I've been watching her work with Honor the Earth over the almost 30 years of the organization. And I've let her use my photo of Sonia Holy Eagle for the one of the icon images for the organization, and I've always been the supporter of the work, and just seeing the steadfast nature of the protection of our resources, the wild rice, the trees, the water, the things that make us really value living here in this beautiful state of Minnesota. I just feel really honored to be able to lift up the work that they're doing and the patriotism that these water protectors are showing. That note, there's this big Drop the Charges campaign because, mm-hmm. as you know, all those women were arrested. And so we could just talk all day.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you know, my dear friend Marianne Moore has told me so much about these stories, and to know that it's a documentary that everybody can see if they are able to do it, it's remarkable. I just want to know, where do you go to fill up when you've poured yourself out during something like this, where your heart may be breaking at the same time you are saying, at least I'm getting the word out, at least I'm sending this out into the universe so that people understand how important this is?
I really think that film is a wonderful universal language, and we can reach so many people. And where I go to fill up is also where I like to work sometimes, and that is wherever my family is. I like to go, and because I can edit, I would say I try and gravitate towards family whenever possible. And a lot of my work, my first book, Love in the 90s, covered my grandparents' love story. And my first film, The Fabulous Ice Age, documented one man's quest to save the 100-year history of the Great American Touring Ice Shows, and that's my uncle, Roy Blakey, who I share a photo studio with. And so I find that that making films is a way of, we're historians. I think documentary filmmakers are historians. And we when we set out to make a film, I made the film First Daughter and the Black Snake following Winona's efforts to stop the Sandpiper pipeline. And that was marked the beginning of Line 3. And then this last year, I've been photographing and filming the indigenous women leading the movement to protect the water as Line 3 was being put in. And I think that many people don't realize how the aquifer breaches that have happened as a result of that. And so I think it's the one thing that's amazing about being a documentary filmmaker is that I really get to learn. I can tell you all about the 100-year history of dancing on ice, and I can tell you a lot about tar sands extractive industries as well. And so it's education for me, and I feel blessed to be able to tell every single story. It's important we lift up the stories of people whose voice doesn't always get to be heard, and I'm so happy to have, to be able to have so many incredible team members like Sarah Little Red Feather and River Ackerman and Sun and 3 to 5 helped film all of this, and so it really takes a village.
It does take a village, and as long as we remember that, we will succeed. I really, truly believe that. And documentaries, whether they are 5 minutes, 50 minutes, or 2 hours long, the bottom line is that people come to see and to learn, and they get as much, it's like taking in, it's like breathing, right? The more you know, it's like breathing. And as you work so hard to get the message out, specifically about the water protectors, those are life-changing words. Those are life-changing documentaries, no matter how short or how long they are. Has there ever been a documentary that you were able to do for a certain length of time and you said, okay, I did that. I answered the questions. I took it from my soul and put it into the universe. Or has there been one where you said, oh no, I didn't get all that I wanted to get out?
I think in the Fabulous Ice Age, show my uncle Roy Blakey's life as he is a passionate collector and former ice skater with Holiday on Ice. But now I'd like to do a film about his photography and his place in the history of gay photography. He did a beautiful book of photographs called He in 1972, and I think that time period in the 70s is very interesting. And so I think one project often leads me to another. I never would have thought when I did First Daughter and the Black Snake following Winona that I would be making another sequel feature film to that work. And so a lot of times the film is over, but the story doesn't end. And that's the case with the water protectors.
It really is a remarkable story, and I can't wait to see it, by the way. I cannot wait to see the 7 women that were arrested during the pipeline protest and so much more.
Thanks. And yeah, Google it too, and see it too. And the reason to see it in the film festival also is it's showing May 8th at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival. But there are other films, including Ajwa Kapashisit's Carrying the Fire, which also documents land and water defenders up in Minnesota. And so it's nice to see films on the big screen, but people can see a lot of, they can just Google the Shell River 7, too.
And
to videos.
Okay. I think I pulled it up one day and I didn't get a chance to watch everything, but my goodness,
yeah.
It is remarkable what you do. And to know that you're out there doing this, it's going to help all of us. So thank you so much, Carrie, for what you do. Tell me right now, are you going to go see all of them? You've seen them, you've made them. Do you want to sit with the audience and find out or get a take on how they're accepting or not accepting what you've put out?
I'm definitely going to go. I missed last year. We had a film in the film festival, No More Pipeline Blues. And next year, I hope to have the film Down in the River to Pray in the film festival. And I will definitely be entering it in the film festival. It was just, we just released it on Earth Day, and that's what I started out the program saying, thank you. I wanted to say thank you for adding your beautiful voice to that new music video. It's our third Honor the Earth produced music video, and you generously gave your talents for our most recent music video, and I just am so honored. It's really was so great that you did that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carrie. And I have to tell you, it was so moving. I got home, and I think Marion had sent a rough copy of the song or something that mm-hmm. we did, Women Who Cook, and I just started weeping. I just started weeping. And that is what I am praying and hoping that people will take from your incredible work. These stories, if they hear them, if they see them, if they know what it takes for the Am I saying it correctly? How do you say their tribe?
Anishinaabe.
Anishinaabe. If we can only understand what they are going through. And by the way, their protection of that water and that land is going to help us all. It's not like it's just for them. It's for all of us. So for you to put this together and present it to the world, I just want to tell you thank you, because it is important. It matters. So I hope to see you at one of these screenings, because I'm going to be there.
Okay, wonderful. Well, and definitely in the future, and or next year, or when we get down in the river to pray in the film festival.
It is worth the wait. Thank you so much for joining us, Carrie Pickett.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. I really appreciate you.
All okay. Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to pay some bills and come back in a moment. It is now 9:49 here at WCCO as we wrap up this hour of Center Stage. It has been such a pleasure. I do want to tell you about a group that I have fallen in love with over the years now. It's probably been about, oh my goodness, 4 or 5 years I've known them. I saw them when the oldest daughter, Cadence, was about 15 or 16. I'm not quite sure, at the Mall of America in the Rotunda. And I tell you, I just love them so much. They're called None Above, and you've heard me talk about them as some new musical artists that are just expanding and doing great things. None Above is quite prolific in their writing. Their songs are have such a catch to it. I'll never forget the first album. I learned about 4 of their songs and would sing along to the album, and it was just wonderful. And this is a group of young people, a family of 4 siblings that came together. They didn't know how to play the instruments when they, you know, when they first had a thought about this, I'm sure. But man, did they start working on it and get better and better and better. And they are worth seeing. Let me tell you, you want to go and see them. Their next performance is June 3rd. June 3rd. Now, that may seem like it's far away, but it's not. I want to tell you about it. June 3rd. None Above is the name of the group. NUNNABOVE. They're going to be playing at the Flint Hills Festival at the Ordway. They're going to do a 1-hour set at about 7 p.m., I believe. If you want more information, just go to ordway.org and look at the Flint Hills Festival for more information. But I am telling you, if you hear their music and their style and how they like to rock it, just pay attention. They are going to be all over the place. And it may take a year, it may take 5 years, but I promise you, they're going to get there. I really believe that. They're that good. A family of siblings of 4 that are doing it together. So, again, this is happening June 3rd at Flint Hills Festival at the Ordway. You do not want to miss it. Just go to noneabove.com. Again, that is N-U-N-N. A, B as in boy, O, V as in Victor, E.com. Noneabove.com. All right. This has been a great hour. Of course, the Mom and Michael hour is going to come up in just a moment. And we have so much to talk about. Jonathan, we're going to talk about pedicures and manicures, man. Have you ever had one?
I have not.
You have
I've heard good things, but I have not come around to get one of those.
You know, it's quite interesting. A lot of young men that want that, people go, why does he get his nails done or something like that? But then you'll see someone that's an anchor on a television show or something like that, and they're in their 60s, and their nails are perfectly manicured, and you see that light coating of clear polish, and no one says a word. I don't quite understand that.
Well, I think there's a stigma that goes with men on camera, whether it's in the news business or in film, mm-hmm. there's a stigma that, you know, the pretty boys, they don't like to get rough in the mud and in the dirt. They like to, you know, look shiny and have makeup on. Trust me,
you make them sound like ornaments.
To be honest, I think that there are people out there that think that way. I believe that it might have slowed down a bit, maybe, or
no, not at all. You know, you can look back at Elton John and people like that who always painted their nails or had their nails painted, of course. And even today, you've got these young artists in the hip hop, R&B, all of that. And they're doing, you know, a different color on every nail and that sort of thing.
Again,
and so it's gotten to the point where it's okay.
It's
like people accept it.
It's different than what you would consider people in other industries. You know, you're not laying brick, you're not constructing houses or road construction, or you're not a park ranger. You know, you're not in the manufacturing plant.
But wait a minute. Wait. Because people like Vanilla Ice started his own business renovating homes, right? What is that one that goes, yes, what's his name?
Little John
has a show on television now renovating. So what we think of them when we see them performing and we see them in Hollywood and blah, 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 is one thing. And then all of a sudden they become who they really always wanted to be. So, hey, if they're painting their nails, why not?
Well, again, I think when you get to the stage of having television shows and having cameras around, you're not going to necessarily have people that are completely, you know, leather worn as far as their facial features or their hands. You know, they're trying to, again, quote unquote, pretty them up a little bit. So,
oh goodness.
Again, trust me. I was on camera for 4 years. I was on camera. I talked to Jordana Green about this a few years ago, and when I was in TV, because she was in TV as well, and she asked, "Did you ever put on makeup when you were on television?" I said, "No, I never did." That was the one thing that I could hold over everybody else. I never put on makeup. I never put makeup on my.
But it's usually mandatory if you're doing television. Usually they hire someone that works for the company, whatever the station was, and they come in and do your makeup.
They at least
put powder on.
Number one, we were working in a small market. There was no budget for anyone to come in and do hair and makeup. No, you had to do that stuff on your own. But number two, I just consider it being as vain as I am to the fact that they just hired someone that just looked so good that they didn't need makeup.
One time I was working with my family and Prince, and we were doing a video with him, and my makeup was so bad, and I was walking around, I guess, looking kind of sad, and he stopped me and said, "Gerlin, what's wrong?" And I said, "Oh, nothing's wrong." He goes, "What's wrong?" I said, "Well, the makeup artist, I just didn't like what she did, but you know, it's okay." He said, "No, it's not." So he walks me back over to her and says, "Where's the other makeup person?" And she comes out, and he says, "Yeah, you do this. You start all over again, and you get it right." And I was like, oh, my God. And let me tell you, my face was fearless, man. I was stunned. So, yeah, that's a little story I haven't told before.
Again, it's that whole, again, you're presenting yourself to your audience. So you're trying to present the best version of yourself to your audience, whether that's a dictate that comes down from the bosses upstairs or from the viewers themselves. They want to see the best version of yourself. So that's what
you do. Yeah, but I don't always get it right, and it doesn't bother me. So, you know, some people just have to get over it. Good night, everyone. I hope you'll stick and stay with us for the last hour. But those of you that are going to bed, we understand. We cannot wait to be with you next Sunday night. So don't go too far away. Coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour, my favorite. It is now 9:49 here at WCCO as we wrap up this hour of Center Stage. It has been such a pleasure. I do want to tell you about a group that I have fallen in love with over the years now. It's probably been about, oh my goodness, 4 or 5 years I've known them. I saw them when the oldest daughter, Cadence, was about 15 or 16. I'm not quite sure, at the Mall of America in the Rotunda. And I tell you, I just love them so much. They're called None Above, and you've heard me talk about them as some new musical artists that are just expanding and doing great things. None Above is quite prolific in their writing. Their songs are have such a catch to it. I'll never forget the first album. I learned about 4 of their songs and would sing along to the album, and it was just wonderful. And this is a group of young people, a family of 4 siblings that came together. They didn't know how to play the instruments when they, you know, when they first had a thought about this, I'm sure. But man, did they start working on it and get better and better and better. And they are worth seeing. Let me tell you, you want to go and see them. Their next performance is June 3rd, June 3rd. Now that may seem like it's far away, but it's not. I want to tell you about it. June 3rd, None Above is the name of the group. NUNNABOVE. They're going to be playing at the Flint Hills Festival at the Ordway. They're going to do a 1-hour set at about 7 p.m., I believe. If you want more information, just go to ordway.org and look at the Flint Hills Festival for more information. But I am telling you, if you hear their music and their style and how they like to rock it, just pay attention. They are going to be all over the place. And it may take a year, it may take 5 years, but I promise you, they're going to get there. I really believe that. They're that good. A family of siblings of 4 that are doing it together. So, again, this is happening June 3rd at Flint Hills Festival at the Ordway. You do not want to miss it. Just go to noneabove.com. Again, that is N-U-N-N. A, B as in boy, O, V as in Victor, E.com. Noneabove.com. All right. This has been a great hour. Of course, the Mom and Michael Hour is going to come up in just a moment, and we have so much to talk about. Jonathan, we're going to talk about pedicures and manicures, man. Have you ever had one?
I have not.
You have
I've heard good things. But I have not come around to get one of those.
You know, it's quite interesting. A lot of young men that want that, people go, why does he get his nails done or something like that? But then you'll see someone that's an anchor on a television show or something like that, and they're in their 60s and their nails are perfectly manicured, and you see that light coating of clear polish, and no one says a word. I don't quite understand that.
Well, I think there's a stigma that goes with men on camera, whether it's in the news business or in film. Mm-hmm. There's a stigma that, you know, the pretty boys, they don't like to get rough in the mud and in the dirt. They like to, you know, look shiny and have makeup on. Trust me,
you make them sound like ornaments.
to be honest, I think that there are people out there that think that way. I believe that it might have slowed down a bit, maybe, or
no, not at all. You know, it was. It's, you can look back at Elton John and people like that who always painted their nails or had their nails painted, of course. And even today, you've got these young artists in the hip hop, R&B, all of that, and they're doing, you know, a different color on every nail and that sort of thing.
Again,
and so it's gotten to the point where it's okay.
It's
like people accept it.
It's different than what you would consider people in other industries. You know, you're not laying brick, you're not constructing houses or road construction, or you're not a park ranger. You know, you're not in the manufacturing plant.
But wait a minute. Wait. Because people like Vanilla Ice started his own business renovating homes, right? What is that one that goes, yes, what's his name?
Lil Jon.
Lil Jon has a show on television now renovating. So what we think of them when we see them performing and we see them in Hollywood and blah, 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 is one thing. And then all of a sudden they become who they really always wanted to be. So, hey, if they're painting their nails, why not?
Well, again, I think when you get to the stage of having television shows and having cameras around, you're not going to necessarily have people that are completely, you know, leather worn as far as their facial features or their hands. You know, they're trying to, again, quote unquote, pretty them up a little bit. So,
oh goodness.
Again, trust me. I was on camera for 4 years. I was on camera. I talked to Jordana Green about this a few years ago, and when I was in TV, because she was in TV as well, and she asked, "Did you ever put on makeup when you were on television?" I said, "No, I never did." That was the one thing that I could hold over everybody else. I never put on makeup. I never put makeup on my.
But it's usually mandatory if you're doing television. Usually someone, they hire someone that works for the company, whatever the station was, and they come in and do your makeup. They at least put powder on.
Number one, we were working in a small market. There was no budget for anyone to come in and do hair and makeup. No, you had to do that stuff on your own. But number two, I just consider it being as vain as I am to the fact that they just hired someone that just looked so good that they didn't need makeup.
One time I was working with my family and Prince, and we were doing a video with him, and my makeup was so bad, and I was walking around, I guess, looking kind of sad, and he stopped me and said, "Gerlyn, what's wrong?" And I said, "Oh, nothing's wrong." He goes, "What's wrong?" I said, "Well, the makeup artist, I just didn't like what she did, but you know, it's okay." He said, "No, it's not." So he walks me back over to her and says, "Where's the other makeup person?" And she comes out, and he says, "Yeah, you do this. You start all over again, and you get it right." And I was like, oh, my God. And let me tell you, my face was fearless, man. I was stunned. So, yeah, that's a little story I haven't told before.
Again, it's that whole, again, you're presenting yourself to your audience. So you're trying to present the best version of yourself to your audience, whether that's a dictate that comes down from the bosses upstairs or the viewers themselves. They want to see the best version of yourself. So that's what you do.
Yeah, but I don't always get it right, and it doesn't bother me. So, you know, some people just have to get over it. Good night, everyone. I hope you'll stick and stay with us for the last hour. But those of you that are going to bed, we understand. We cannot wait to be with you next Sunday night, so don't go too far away. Coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour, my favorite.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.